Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Senator Edward Kennedy died on the same day the first copy of his memoir, titled True Compass, was delivered to his home in Hyannisport. He'd spent the better part of 5 years working on the book, which was released publicly and was in bookstores as of yesterday. In True Compass, the senator describes how he found comfort in his family and its traditions, including traditional visits with family members to local landmarks, such as Paul Revere's house and Walden Pond. This morning, we talk about Ted Kennedy's memoir with its editor, Jonathan Karp. He's the publisher of 12 Books, the company that published True Compass, and Jonathan Karp joins us this morning. Jonathan, thanks for joining us on this Tuesday morning.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, first of all, clearly Massachusetts was politically important to Ted Kennedy, considering he represented us for almost five decades in the U.S. Senate. But just how essential were Boston and Massachusetts to Kennedy the man? How did they define him personally?
He loved Massachusetts, and I think it all began with his grandfather, John Francis Fitzgerald, better known as Honey Fitz, former mayor, state senator, congressman. He introduced him to all of the sites. He would tell him, he would take him to Milk Street and say that that's where the cows used to walk up and down. Or he'd take him to Water Street and tell him that that's where the wells used to be. And he'd take him past Paul Revere's house. And history was very important to Senator Kennedy. And as he was writing the book, he was determined to not just tell his personal story, but also tell this national story and this regional story of his connection to history.
What were his favorite spots?
Well, he loved Walden Pond, and actually, he took his family throughout all of this. Plymouth he used to go to, Bunker Hill, and he would arrange family trips to all of these places. He'd gone on these trips with his mother Rose and his siblings. And as he became the patriarch of the family, he began to take his nieces and his nephews and his children on these trips. He would rent a bus, and they'd go all over Massachusetts.
You work closely with Senator Kennedy in the last year of his life on this book, in which he spent a lot of time recuperating in the family compound in Hyannisport, which was very much his refuge. And Nantucket Sound was a sanctuary of sorts. He wrote repeatedly in the book about how important the sea was to him. Tell us about that.
He referred to it as his safe harbor. And he was always so lyrical whenever he described the sea. Sailing was so important to him, and the sea was just a magical place for him. He describes it as a place where the physical meets the spiritual. And it was also, I think, a place where he could be the most at ease and where he could be introspective, and that's all in the book. And I think a lot of people are going to be surprised, because he was a very private man, and he didn't reveal that much about his feelings. We certainly knew where he stood politically all the time, but what was so remarkable working on this book with him was that for the first time, I think he really wanted to share what was going through his head and what was in his heart during some of the most difficult times of his life.
One of the most very difficult times of his life, of course, was the Chappaquiddick incident, the death of Mary Jo Kopechne in 1969. Kennedy said in the book, quote, "That night on Chappaquiddick Island ended in a horrible tragedy that haunts me every day of my life. I had suffered sudden and violent loss far too many times, but this night was different. That night, I was responsible. It was an accident, but I was responsible." What's the book True Compass reveal about how the senator dealt with Mary Jo Kopechne's death and the subsequent political fallout, Mr. Karp?
Senator Kennedy didn't believe there were any new facts about Chappaquiddick, but he'd never really talked about it from his perspective, and the reason why was because he didn't want to sound as if he was justifying his behavior. He called it inexcusable from the start, and he was part of a generation, they were the silent generation, They didn't talk about these things, but he knew he had to in this book, and he wanted to. He told us at the very outset he wanted the book to be a full accounting of his life. And he knew he had to talk about Chappaquiddick, and I think he did so in a very moving and heartfelt way.
Senator Kennedy's wife, Vicki, is credited with helping to turn his life around. I understand that she was closely involved in writing this book, that you all worked together on the memoir. What insights did you gain into their relationship? And do you think she came to love Massachusetts as deeply as her husband did?
I do, and Vicki is one of the most remarkable people I've ever met. What a great woman, and their marriage was inspiring for me to watch because they were truly partners and they were soulmates. To see that kind of union is possible, I think it gives everyone hope. And she was integral in making this project happen. She kept it on track. She knew a lot of the stories that Senator Kennedy might have been a little bit reluctant to tell. She would sit down and say, "Teddy, tell this story," and he would tell it, and it would go in the book that way.
Jonathan Karp, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Jonathan Karp is publisher and editor-in-chief of 12 Books, the company that has just published True Compass, the memoir of the late Senator Edward Kennedy.